You were terrific exploiting the defensive frailties at times. You took your chances so very well.
Yeah, but we could have been well behind. I know we went behind, but it could have been two, maybe three at that time. Dennis has made an error and then made a worldly save, as I said, at the time. As I said, that was the disappointing thing for us, because we turned the ball over in very good positions. You know, that was the problem for us, and I just felt we were lazy, whether positionally, you know. And once we get that sorted out, I thought we were electric for a period in the game. It could have been more if we'd attained care. But then we lose bad goals, and I said, I don't want it to be a nice team to watch and nobody able to defend, you know. So I know what it's like. You have to win games of football. Probably the Euros show you that. The teams that keep clean sheets win titles, you know what I mean, or we've got a chance of winning titles. And we have to be much better at that. And that means the strikers have to do much better against the ball positionally. And I thought once they'd done that, it gave them more opportunities at goal. It sounds crazy, but once they realise that if they pick up better defensive positions, they'll get a better chance to score goals. And that proved that. And as I say, periods in the game I thought were electric. But we know we've got a long, long way to go, and we know we need players that's going to try and help us get better.
Two clinical finishes from Nicolai, though, and showing the type of striker he's bringing to the club.
Yeah, I was very fortunate, because I know he's a top quality striker. As soon as I came in here, that's the sort of guy I was looking for, you know, because I think it's different to what we have, you know, and I think that's always important. But when you bring people to the group and the club, you look around the boys, and I said I wanted to do that and give the boys a chance, the ones I hadn't seen, you know, and I felt I've done that, and I still feel as I've got to add more to it. But I like to have a good mixture, you know. You've got Pacey Kevin, Wiggs is quick as well, and then you've got Toddy, who's mobile, you know, and doesn't need to play as a target player, he can play in different positions. But he likes to score goals. He's got that hunger and desire to score a goal, as the other boys have as well. And that's a great thing as a striker, because too many of them want to be number 10s now. You know, want to come short and join in. And I say, well, strikers are paid to be in the box and score goals, and they've done that very well. And as I say, I think I've got a good mix to that. You had young McCanty, who's injured just now, you know. So I'll be happy with that front four if they're all fighting fit, and hopefully we can keep them fighting fit.
You obviously, Kevin, before at Alloa, you know what he's all about, and he brings up a certain calmness and composure to the team.
Yes, and listen, people used to question his finishing, but people forget he was only 16, 17 years of age when they questioned that, and then they said he didn't score in 50 goals or something, but if they put it into perspective, he probably played three games in the 50 games that we're talking about, because if you put all the minutes together, it worked out about three. He's coming on at 5 minutes to go, or 2 minutes into injury time for his better pace. So you've got to be fair to the kid, and I know there's a player there. I watched him as a young man. My son Peter was there at the time, and I kept an eye on him ever since, you know, because I thought he'd something different, and he's proven that, you know. So I'm absolutely delighted with him. But as I'm with all the boys, their effort, and we've worked really, really hard in the few weeks we've been in, and you can see that in their legs. We've not got a big squad, so a lot of them's played 90 minutes when they shouldn't have been playing 90 minutes. So we've picked up a couple of injuries, not injuries as in the such. It was more been kicks and training, but just through fatigue, really, because people maybe a little bit late on the tackle or whatever. But that's why we need the reinforcements, and we're looking for that to bolster the squad and hopefully bring quality to help the guys. And as you say, you've mentioned some guys there, but as I say, you've got to have a rock solid defence to do that well and allow them to exploit that. And I thought they'd done very well for a big period of the game today. Listen, the game's all about winning. You know, cup ties are all about winning. You know that. To win cups, you've got to win games. And as I say, every game we get into, I know it's just the start of the season, but we want to win them all, you know, because it breeds a confidence. People say, it doesn't matter. If you lose, it doesn't matter, because it's a cup tie. For me, I want to try and win as many games as we possibly can, because then you get into that habit, and it takes a hell of a lot of work to win games of football. There's no easy games. Thistle are a very strong, very good side, and could have been three up, you know. And that proves you the fine lines in this league, and we know that's the way it's going to be all season.
You touched on the good sort of link-up play between the front three there and the movement. How pleased are you with the wing-backs? Obviously that provided a lot of width for you today, particularly for the third goal.
Yeah, I've been delighted with the boys, you know, the young group of players, you know, but their attitude and their commitment to try and learn something new has been very, very pleasing, you know, because it's slightly different for them. But hopefully it gives them that wee bit more freedom not to worry too much what's behind them. That's up for the boys behind them. It's got to help them with that. And it's something we can flick into, you know. I'm not saying I'm going to play that system. I think it's something that's an option for us, you know, and I think you have to do that with the players you have. And that's why I've always said, I've not got a philosophy, I've not got a football philosophy. Mine's is about helping the players that's there, playing a system that suits the players, no suiting me. I've got to help them and make them feel as confident in the positions that they're playing. And I think they've proved that today, that they're comfortable and more. They just need that quality. And I think they're proving that every time they play and every time they train, they're getting better and better.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Pleasure, guys. Pleasure.